Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hit us up on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Ram and Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran. And it is 9:03. Good time to review your auto and home insurance with the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. Joining us now from Bethany Beach, he's not here in Pittsburgh. He hosts the North Shore Tavern Leadoff Show, post-game shows on the Pirates Radio Network, right here on 93.7 The Fan. It is Dan Zangrilli. Dan, good morning, pal. What's up?
Good morning. I didn't expect to wake up to the resident Pete Thamel of the Fan Morning Show breaking collegiate sports news, but what a pleasant surprise that was. Congratulations on all of Doran Dickerson's success with the Bob Pelko news.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, big time, right, Dan?
Oof, man.
Well, Dan, before we get into the Pirates, a big deal, huh, with Odyssey here in high school athletics, right?
Yeah, how about that? No, we're really excited. I'm heavily involved, for those that don't know, with our high school sports coverage and our Friday game of the week. And we're able to put together a nice partnership with the WPIAL that'll make KDKA Radio the flagship station of the WPIAL for a long time to come. So they put a lot of time, energy, resources into our Friday Night Lights coverage, which Doran is part of. And it just continues to grow year after year. And a partnership with the league is a really, really cool thing we're excited about.
Dan, on to the Pirates. Rowanzi Contreras, a third of an inning, 7 earned runs. 1, what do you think is wrong? 2, what do you think they're going to do with him?
Fastball. That's been the issue. His secondary stuff is as good as any. Slider can be unhittable at times. Curveball is a really nice pitch as well. It's just a matter of the fastball being able to try to fool somebody, and it just kind of underscores how important pitching off your fastball is, fastball command, fastball effectiveness, and he doesn't have any of that right now. And when you kind of throw in a couple of other issues, which it sounds to me, reading and hearing what everybody's talking about, especially through the tea leaves, though they never really come out and say, well, he's got this big mechanical issue, or he's flying open, or he's tipping a pitch, and they're very guarded with that. But I would tend to think that it's something mechanical, and you couple that with the fact that your fastball has been really ineffective, and you tend to get the results that he's getting right now. So it sounds like, and I think this is the right thing to do, is send him to the bullpen and give him kind of the Mitch Keller antidote and see if that happens to work. Plus, you've got some workload issues that you've got to start worrying about with not only Contreras, but a lot of these guys, because even though he's been around a while, he's only thrown 30 major league starts. His inning workload probably adds up collectively over the last few seasons to that of just one full major league season. And the fact that he's literally the youngest guy on the roster, I think you kind of have to handle him with kid gloves.
Dan, pretty simple here. Does Brian Reynolds need to be better?
Yes. I mean, in a vacuum, and if, you know, you're holding one to my head, like, yeah, he's got to be able to hit the ball out of the ballpark more. That said, he's not terrible. He's been, I think, one of, if not the most productive hitter in the Pirates lineup. But, no, he's got to hit the ball out of the ballpark. He's got to drive in more runs. He's been good with runners in scoring position for the most part. But, yes, he needs to be better. Anybody that is making the kind of money that he's guaranteed for the next decade or so, you've got to be able to drive the ball out of the ballpark more.
Dan Zangrilli joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Okay, Dan, if Rowanzi comes out of the rotation, who goes in?
I sure hope it would be Quinn Priester. I mean, he's put together one heck of a May in AAA, and I don't know if he's ready per se, but from a meritocracy standpoint, and that's the buzzword that the organization likes to use, I think he's got enough AAA innings under his belt. He certainly has the AAA results. It's just a matter of, can some of the pitches play? The fastball velocity early on in the year was kind of concerning, but it looks like he's got that back up to a good place right now. We know the curveball is going to play. What else does he have to check off? The organization hasn't come out and directly said it. Based on the results and the numbers that I'm seeing after a ridiculous May, I would like to think that the next box that he has to check is seeing if he can get a major league hitter out. So why not? Let's do it.
Dan, I mean, through the month of May of having, you know, that bad month, if you're the Pirates, and, you know, obviously losing this series to the Athletics, you know, the Pirates have still been in it. They still have given themselves a chance to stay right in the thick of things. Do you think that this whole deal, you know, in this division is just going to go down to the wire? Is it going to go, you know, month to month to month? And I mean, the division is bad. Like, there's not a team that is a legit front runner. You know, the Reds obviously called up Ellie De La Cruz, who gave him a shot of life. They think that they're still in it. They think that they still have a chance. Obviously, the Brewers are the Brewers, and then there's the Pirates. Like, is this going to be like a month-to-month process, in your opinion, that where it's going to come down to the wire of who is going to be where whenever things get all said and done?
As we sit here right now, Doran, yeah, I do. Talk to me after next week when the Pirates for the first time go head-to-head against the Brewers and the Cubs. That's going to be a really interesting road trip after they get done with the Mets here. They know that they could beat the Cardinals. They've had pretty good success against the old Reds, though I think there's a new Reds team that it's going to be a different series the next time these two teams go head-to-head with all of the moves that you said, De La Cruz being the most notable one. But yes, they backloaded division play, head-to-head competition to make it interesting down the stretch. That's why the Pirates have played more games against the American League than they have the NL Central. That's why they played more games against the NL West early on than the NL Central, because baseball in this new balance schedule is hoping that as the season wears on, things get really juicy and interesting. But to your point, head-to-head competition with the fact that you've got a really interesting configuration of the NL Central is going to make for some really exciting baseball down the stretch. And I think the Pirates can be right there considering all the equity they've put in the bank with some wins already this year. So it'll be fun.
Last baseball question here for you, Dan. How worried are you about Mitch Keller?
I'm not, because I think that even though his fastball has not been good, location, effectiveness, and the numbers against it, the last three starts, I think, and I'm no pitching guru here, but it's typically right around the time of year where pitchers go through that dead arm phase. And Doran can speak to this just in sports. There's like that right before the halfway point of the year, you just hit this lull athletically. I know, like, as a broadcaster, I get like I feel awful sometimes right around early June. So I think it's more so of that you just got to like push through. And I don't think that there's anything wrong, though. I was talking to Walkie about this a couple of nights ago after Keller's last start. He thinks maybe something could be slightly off mechanically, but I don't believe that it's anything that Mitch Keller, A, hasn't been through already, or B, since he's been through hell and back, that he can't push through and figure out on his own.
Dan, what's the first beer you ever tasted?
The first beer? Honey Brown Lager.
Never even heard of
Honey
that.
Honey Brown? What's that?
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. Try it.
Something you swipe from your parents' closet? From your parents' fridge?
Buddy that I grew up with, we swiped him out of the bucket or whatever. We got a six-pack, and then what we did, my dad had an old, rusty, broken-down 1953 Buick that nobody would ever go in, that you could open up through a broken window. We hid those beers under the seat, and then we would go to them every once in a while over the course of the summer. So, yes, we were probably 12 years old and drinking beer that had been sitting in an abandoned 53 Buick during the summer over the course of 3 months. So, yeah, that was my first foray into alcohol.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to be. Enjoy a couple of those honey brown ales or whatever the hell they're called at the beach, man. Thanks for coming on.
You got it. See ya.
See ya. Thanks, Dan. That's Dan Zangrilli of the North Shore Tavern leadoff show.
What do you think Dan would do if he won $1.3 billion? What do you think the first thing Dan Zangrilli would do?
Probably invest in his insurance company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it right back into the old business there.
Yep.
I like Dan.
Me too.
Nice guy. I want to react to one thing in particular he had to say about Mitch Keller, and we'll do that next. What was the first beer you ever had, though? I didn't ask you that question. You have no idea. You drank so many of them, now you've stopped remembering. You're all foggy in the brain, Doran.
I can't remember.
Mine was MGD. My birthday, I was 15 years old. Don't drink before you're 21, kids. But we swiped them, and we drank them, and we drank them warm, same way that Dan Zangrilli did.
I know exactly what the first beer I had.
Let's go.
Root beer.
Dork. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And Duncan is the official coffee of the Fan Morning Show. Up next, we react to a Mitch Keller comment from Dan Zangrilli. And there's an employee at the Fan I got to go after. I'll do that next, but first, Doran, tell the people.
Lovebirds, if you're ready to get engaged, you need to visit my personal jeweler, Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers. They're the best in the burg, and you'll make her heart skip with the perfect ring created by you. Her ring will be custom made to your specs and budget with attention to details. Want to know the best part about Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers? You'll get the peace of mind with their perfect ring guarantee. If she doesn't absolutely love her ring, exchange it for the ring of her dreams within a year of purchase. Visit Noah Gabriel & Company Jewelers in Wexford or Ross Park Mall and discover the difference.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by the heat and cooling and plumbing experts at Armstrong Comfort and Matt Mertz Plumbing. This segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. We have asked people what the first beer is that they ever took a sip of. Dan Zangrilli said what? Honey brown ale from Genesee?
Yes.
I think Starkey's was Jenny Cream Ale. He's always talking about Jenny Cream Ale.
What's that?
I don't know. Something up from
Buffalo.
Yeah, that area. Western New York, I think.
Molson's.
I love Molson.
Do you?
I really do.
Is that Canadian or is that like...
That's Canadian. Yeah, Canadian lager. I also like Labatt. I don't really dislike much.
Right.
Except for Donnie Football. He's on my bleep list.
Why?
I love the Washington Wild things, Doran. You love them too.
Love them.
We're going to play in your softball game.
Yes.
And that is what, July 15th?
Correct.
I'm managing with Paul Zeiss, Team World.
So you're against me.
Your Perfect. Team what, Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Okay.
Team Berg.
Who's on your team? Cam Hayward?
Can't tell you.
Okay. I think it's pretty safe to assume Cam Hayward will be there.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, I'm mad at the Wild things. I'm mad at Donnie Football because they're doing a summer St. Paddy's Day party at the ballpark on the 15th of this month. Donnie Football is throwing out the first pitch. You get 22-ounce color-changing cups filled with Coors Light for just $2. That's pretty cool. It's a good place to watch a game, have a couple beers, everybody be responsible. But I'm offended that as the guy on this station that talks all the time about being Irish and how much I love Irish beers and Irish culture, things of that nature, that they would ask Donnie Football to throw out the first pitch in that game.
Just hijack it. Walk on the field and throw the first pitch. What are they going to say?
It's more about what Donnie would do to me that concerns me.
What's Donnie going to do? He's like 200 pounds now from waking 180.
I still think Donnie could take me.
I don't know. He has skinny legs.
Doran.
I'm just saying.
Doran.
I'm just saying.
Doran, I don't have calves. I'm the only human being ever born without calves. So don't go skinny legs on Donnie. He could snap me in half. I don't know if he'd be able to catch me, but if he did, it wouldn't go well for me. I am going to drink a couple of those beverages.
What's the date again?
15th this month.
Is that a Thursday?
I don't know. You and me?
Yeah.
Fan morning show trip?
I like it.
Okay, we'll do it, even though I'm mad. I'm mad that they didn't ask the Irish guy. They asked Donnie Football. They couldn't do, I don't know, chubby guy night for Donnie?
Is Donnie not Irish?
I have no clue. Chedrick? I don't even know his real last name. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, I nailed it.
Is that Irish?
Then. I have no idea. Look it up.
Is Crowley Irish?
Yes.
Oh. How am I supposed to know?
What are you?
Irish. I'm throwing the pitch. I'm throwing the pitch as well.
All right. Dan Zangrilli was on in the last segment. And before he told us the first beer he ever sipped, which he did drinking warm beers out of a car, not driving, broke a down car. It's where they hid them. He talked about Mitch Keller much the same way I've talked about Mitch Keller. If Mitch goes out against the Mets and performs well, we're good. Everything's fine. If he looks like he did in the last start, devastating. Now I'm worried. But I don't look at it as three bad starts in a row for Mitch. They weren't great the first two before this last one against the A's. One of which, though, a lot of seeing eye hits, broken bat hits. He still struck out 8 guys in each game. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't up to his expectation level, but his stuff still played enough that he struck out 8 guys. It's this last game that I look at as the anomaly. If he strings together back-to-back performances where he's not striking people out and he's giving up runs, now I'm concerned. But I'm not going to be concerned until that point.
Well, I think you should be concerned regardless when Mitch does go in there against the Mets, because he's probably going to have to win them a game.
Sure. Well, he should be able to, though.
Well, I mean, but they counted on him before to win games and get them out of ruts in the month of May, right? Or mm-hmm. at the end of May.
He's the only guy that could get it done for them.
Exactly. Like, if he doesn't, they are really going to be relying on him to do that.
Yes.
And not just pitch well and then, you know, kind of supplement the hitting. I have a feeling that they're going to need him to pitch really, really well.
Well, this series is massive. Massive. Because you got the Cubs and you got the Brewers coming up. So you got some division foes. Now the fight is on. You're a game and a half back in Milwaukee because of the disaster of the last two games against Oakland. I feel like almost every start that Mitch Keller takes, we go, oh, biggest start of his life, biggest start of his career. Well, I think it's the same, but for a couple of different reasons. One, to your point, got to win a game. You want to go 6-3 in this homestand. You got to beat the Mets 2 out of 3. But the other thing is you need to show that you're not what you were in the last start. Now, the other encouraging thing for me, maybe that's not the right word, but I'm not as worried about Mitch because I didn't think it was a head games thing. Before, when he struggled early in his career, I thought it was between the ears. And you could see in the body language on the mound, rut-row raggy. I think it was more of a mechanical thing. So he should be able to work that out. If he doesn't, I'm concerned. And if he doesn't, you got big problems because you can rely on Rich Hill to be consistent. We've seen that. You could rely before on Mitch Keller to be consistent. If you take Mitch Keller out of that, now Rich Hill's the only guy in your rotation that you really feel good about going every fifth day. Because while Oviedo's been good at times, it's just been at times. While Luis Ortiz has been good at times, it's just been at times. The two mainstays in your rotation are Keller and Hill. If Keller falls by the wayside, this just in, it all goes to hell.
Yeah.
You're not making the playoffs if that's the case.
You know, I take back. I said this 9-game homestand was probably going to be the biggest... biggest 9 games of the season, but these next 9 games
I know
are immensely bigger than the first 9 games.
Well, I think this is interesting too, Doran. If the Pirates had lost 2 out of 3 to the Cardinals, and then swept Oakland, do you think people would feel better about them today?
Like because the Cardinals are in the division.
Yeah, and they're your bugaboo.
Yeah.
If you win 2 out of 3 against the Mets, do you forgive them for the Oakland losses?
No, because you could have won
2 more games.
Yeah, 2 more games.
You could have been 8-1 in your homestand.
Exactly.
I do think it's massive to get out of this homestand at 6-3, because not only now do the Brewers have a game and a half lead, but here comes Ellie De La Cruz and those pesky Cincinnati Reds that you swept them the last time you played them, and I'm here to tell you that is not the same baseball team. Not by a long shot. That ballpark had energy last night. They're feeling themselves. We saw what confidence meant to the young Bucks early in the season. We could see the energy and the emotion in that Cardinals series. Cincinnati's going to be a handful, not just this year, but in the years to come, but certainly this year. And there is one thing that Cincinnati did that I think the Pirates need to pay attention to. We'll get to that coming up next. Also, keep sending in your first beer that you had, because some of these dudes are making me laugh out loud. We'll get to that next. It's a Fan Morning Show.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend Andrew Filippone just tweeted something out that I don't hate, Doran. You brought it to my attention.
Wow, you don't hate it? That's a first.
I think Pony's got a lot of good ideas. He says with Contreras sucking, Keller needing to figure stuff out, Priester not ready, how about the Pirates give Madison Bumgarner a call? I see that, Madison Bumgarner, though, and I raise you this, because I think Bumgarner is largely finished, but worth taking a flyer on. How about Trevor Bauer, man?
I knew you were going to say that.
I know it's not going to be popular because he is a dirtbag, dirtball, terrible human. But in one start this year, you get a 2.05 ERA in Japan. I don't think he's over the hill. I know Madison Bumgarner's over the hill. But again, I'll take any options. You've already got Jiwon Bae. So you've already said, screw it. Forget the morals. if you've done it for him and you waited around for him to be bad and now he's been good of late, why not do it with Trevor Bauer? Unless I'm missing something, unless he got hurt, and I guess that's possible. I haven't been keeping up with my Japanese news. But if Trevor Bauer's healthy, I would give him a call. I mean, I would sell my soul and take $1.3 billion from the Saudis. So I don't think it's a surprise or should be a surprise to anybody that I want to win baseball games. And I also think Pirates fans who for so long have been saying, spend money, do everything you can to win. If Trevor Bauer were to be willing to come here, if he were healthy, and again, haven't been keeping up with my Japanese news, I think you'd be talking out of both sides of your mouth if you said, do everything you can to win, but don't bring in that guy, morals. I think it's worth it. Now, the preferred option by me would just be to call up Quinn Priester. Is he ready? Five of the last seven starts have been really good. Last night, five innings, four runs, not great. But I do think he's the best option available to them within the organization. And the Reds say, be damned, we think we're in it. We'll call up our best prospect. Well, why can't the Pirates call up their best pitching prospect?
Isn't he the only option, really?
Yep.
And that's probably what they're with. That's probably the only literal option. I don't see them going outside of the box and taking a chance on a over-the-hill Madison Bumgarner or a guy like Trevor Bauer. I think they're going to try to stay in-house.
Well, the order of likelihood would be, I think, Priester, Bumgarner, Gulf, giant gap, and then Trevor Bauer.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. But just because something's not going to happen doesn't mean that I shouldn't put it out there.
Yeah.
And we get that all the time. Well, Steelers just aren't going to fire Mike Tomlin. Not that I'm advocating to do so. But if I did think it was time to fire Mike Tomlin, I would say it. I'm not in the business of telling you what I think they're going to do so much as I'm in the business of telling you what I would like them to do. So I would not mind seeing Trevor Bauer. What? We just got information from Sam Perry, our intern, that Trevor Bauer's given up 36 runs his last five starts.
Not good.
Okay, if that's the case, I don't want him. Like I said, not keeping up on my Japanese news. And Baseball Reference only had him at a 2.05 ERA in his most recent Japanese appearances. They do need help, though. Like, it can't be, you can't have an opener and try to patchwork it, do the raise kind of thing. I did like the creativity, the idea yesterday. The execution was obviously terrible. One third of an inning and then seven earned runs given up by Roansy Contreras, but they were going to piggyback him and Ortiz. They wound up piggybacking him and Ortiz with Zestrinski in the middle there. But I don't think that that's the option for the next time you get that fifth spot in the rotation. You've got to have a guy in here. I would make it be Quinn Priester. If he sinks, he sinks. You send him back down. If he swims, great. You can learn here in the big leagues.
When are you doing that?
Now.
Like right now.
The next turn through the rotation, I would have Quinn Priester take that start, and he would take that start here in Pittsburgh, not in Indianapolis. I would also call up Andy Rodriguez. They're not going to, but I would, because the other thing you can do is score more runs. If your pitching is not going to be 10th in the league in ERA and top 5 in NL like it was going into the A series, if your pitching takes a step back, you're going to need to score more. If you've got a bad defense in the NFL, you're going to have to throw. You're going to have to score points to win. So if your rotation is going to be a weakness, and hell, it is, if you don't figure something out here, then I want all hands on deck. I want to bolster this lineup as much as I can.
It's just a shame, man. It really is. You know, obviously the Cardinal series was so good, and you just loved seeing Cabrian Hayes come through and, you know, win them a game. You think that they're on the right path, and then they go into the worst. They go play the worst team in baseball, and they lose that series. Like, you know, that you could have drew that. You could have written that book that you figured that was going to happen.
Yeah.
That's typical Pirates for you. Like, that's just a shame.
Check out my Twitter account, @_AdamCrowley. I actually just follow Shelby on Twitter, @ShelbyCassesi. She put out the TikTok of her going around and questioning all the fan hosts about their fashion sense. It's incredibly entertaining. Do check that out. Also, there's this. Trevor Bauer. This just got sent to me. Bauer has struggled badly overseas. He's been playing in the minors in Japan, not even the top league. He had to be demoted. Okay, bad idea, fine. I'm happy I didn't tweet it.
I know, you were close.
I was going to tweet it.
You were liking it.
I was going to do the thing to Pony. Ah, I see you're Madison Bumgarner. I raise you a Trevor Bauer. Yeah, Bauer's been awful. So, my bad. Please, if you've got any more Japanese news, you can send it in on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, and at 412-928-9370 on the text line. We got a bunch of people sending in their first beer they ever drank. A lot of people saying, you know, regular domestic light beers. I still haven't heard from you, though, man. What your first beer was. What's yours?
Root beer.
Would you stop saying root beer?
Why? That was my first beer.
Real beer.
Root beer. Why is root beer fake?
There's no alcohol in it.
Is O'Doul's fake?
There's no alcohol
in it. But it's beer. I don't know. I think my first beer was probably Budweiser because that's what my dad drank.
The first beer when you're a kid, or not a kid, but when you're having your first beer, when you're old enough to have your first beer, when it hit my lips, I thought, oh, God, this is what it is. Yeah. Because your whole life, you're I can't wait till I'm 21, right. Gonna drink some beers. I've been waiting my whole life for this. Cut the grass, have some beers, go with my buddies, have some beers. And you take a sip and you go, oh, my God, this is what everyone's raving about? And now there's nothing better on a hot day.
So good.
Ice cold beer. Dan Zangrilli stole his first beer, a case of it, Honey Brown Lager. They stashed away under the passenger seat of a 53 Buick, and they drank it warm all summer.
Ooh.
There is nothing worse than a warm beer.
Ooh.
Some beers are better warmer than not. Like, you can get there's stouts you drink that are, if they're warmer, it's better. Like, you don't want it 32 degrees, 33 degrees, whatever it is. Like, Guinness. I don't want a freezing cold Guinness. I want it to be cold, not freezing cold. You get one of those pumpkin beers, the Warlocks from Southern Tier. You don't want that to be too terribly cold. So you learn something
today.
You're
a connoisseur.
First beer, Schlitz. Somebody texts in. A lot of people have texted that in. I was afraid to say that word on the air, but we crossed that hurdle. Coming up next, that's right, I said it. It's Fan Morning Show. We got That's Right, I Said It coming up in a few moments here. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at Awaken180WeightLoss.com. A lot of people submitting Stoney's as the first beer that they've ever tried.
Never had it.
I have not had Stoney's either. What's your least favorite beer?
Steel Reserve.
Oh.
I think I died when the first time I drank a Steel Reserve.
That just tastes like pure alcohol, doesn't
it? Oh, it tastes like oil, like car oil.
I will never drink MGD again. I like Miller Lite. I do. Like, if I'm going for a domestic beer, a cheap domestic beer, low in calories, with great taste, I will go with Miller Lite. I do not like Bud Light. Bud Light's too sweet for me. If you put them all in front of me, though, I could tell you the difference between them.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
My brother-in-law and I have argued about this in the past.
I don't think you can.
I could tell you which is Natty. I could tell you which is Miller, which is Iron City, Iron City Light. You could do a blind taste test. We should do this.
Let's do it.
10 beers. 10 domestic light beers. I would nail it. I'd go 10 for 10. I would absolutely crush it. Now, I don't think it would speak all that highly of me if I did go 10 for 10. People would call me names. They'd say I'm an alcoholic, things of that nature, things I've heard before. I'm not. Okay, I know when to cut it off. But I could go 10 for 10.
No way.
I would pick Bud Light first. Get it out. Like, I know exactly. Bud Light, it hits the taste, but too sweet. Get it out. Iron City, bang.
If you could nail 10 for 10, I'll sing Country Roads again.
All right, when are we doing this?
If you don't nail 10 for 10, a whole entire show, you have to start every segment with Hail to Pitt.
Just say Hail to Pitt.
As you start every single segment for 4 hours.
So I'd say something like, you could text us on the Eggers Center Associates fan text line. By the way, Hail to Pitt.
Yes.
Or Hail to Pitt, and then I'd do the text line read.
Yes.
Make it 8.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
For 10.
No.
Give out a little margin for error
no,
here.
Oh, look at you. No.
Listen, you like this to knock me for going to college Crowley. For 5.5
this
years.
This is typical Crowley. You said you could go 10 for 10, and now you want to reduce it. No, we're going to go 10 for 10.
Well, I don't like the punishment. 8 for 10.
If you feel that confident.
Ah, fine, 10 for 10.
Okay.
But I would nail it. I would absolutely nail it. That's all I did in college. That's all anybody did in college.
That was a long time ago.
Your
palate has changed.
When I've gone, like when I go to the beach, I'll drink a whole case of Natty Light a day. So I remember what that tastes like.
A day?
Did I say a day?
Yes.
I'll drink a whole case of that in a week.
Okay.
And mix in some other things, too. But I was at the Pirate game the other day. I got 24 ounces of Miller Lite, so that's fresh on the palate. I always have Icy Light in my fridge, so we got that. I know what Bud Light tastes, because I don't like it at all. Coors Light, I was out there in Denver. Buddy, I'm good. I'll nail this.
We're going to see.
You ready for That's Right, I Said It?
Yep.
All right. Let's do That's Right, I Said It. I'll go first. Cincinnati on the up and up. And I am terrified. Never in my life have I sat here as a Pittsburgh sports fan and gone, oh boy, I'm scared of Cincinnati. When the Bengals were good, the Steelers still had their number. The Steelers are still the big brother. Cincinnati was the little brother. That's changed now. They've got Joe Burrow. He's going to be there for the foreseeable future. They've got Ja'Marr Chase. I'm sure they'll make the money work. He'll be there for the foreseeable future. They're going to be a big impediment to the Steelers' Super Bowl chances or, hell, even the division chances. And now you look at the Cincinnati Reds. And if the Pirates had O'Neill Cruz right now playing well, if O'Neill Cruz had like 10, 11 home runs, was hitting like 250, but still had a high OPS, even then I'd be worried about Cincinnati because they've got Ellie De La Cruz, and he's a better prospect, 4 years younger than O'Neill Cruz. I think Cincinnati in baseball and in football are going to be a thorn in Pittsburgh's side for years to come.
That's right, I said it.
39 years ago today, one of my childhood movies came out and it premiered in theaters. That is the movie Gremlins. What a great movie. Love the movie Gremlins. Love Gremlins too. 39 years ago today as well, a movie premiered in theaters, Crowley, in the 80s, 1984, and it deserves to be on the Mount Rushmore of 80s movies.
Wow.
Can you guess what movie came out today that should be on the Mount Rushmore of 80s movies?
Back to the Future.
Close. Very close. Good
Back
call.
To the Future 2.
No.
Back to the Future 3.
No. That was terrible.
Yeah, it was awful.
It's very close to that, though. Do you want me to tell you? You want one more guess?
Now you go ahead and tell me.
Ghostbusters. The movie Ghostbusters came out 39 years ago today, and I think it should be on the Mount Rushmore of 80s movies. Fantastic movie. Staple of my childhood. Bill Murray. Dan Aykroyd. Harold Ramis, Ernie Hudson.
That's right, I said it.
After that beer taste testing competition, we can cross the streams, baby. Cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria. That's going to do it for today's show. Good job by our intern, Sam.
Very good job.
He ran the board all day by himself. He's all grown up in saving China, a la Mulan. Coming up next, you got Cook and Joe. Is Cook in today? I don't know. Joe will be here, so... Listen to Joe coming up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here. Come check out Trailblazer, Equinox, the all-new redesigned 2024 tracks, and online sunchevy.com. Cooler today. The air is bad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or... I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.